Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome to everybody. We are having ourselves a great night. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm looking to tune into Psychic Gone Wild tonight to have that wonderful, great meeting. You're going to need to hang on just a minute because due to technical errors and some other technical stuff we have going on, we're going to be playing a meeting here for a minute while I get our wonderful hostess tonight, Patty Negri. So those of you tuning in, I'm trying to contact with her right now, and there's a little bit of Skype problem. That means it's going to be a great show. So hang on, and remember to be with your question, and they're not going to be doing general readings. If you do that, we tonight would love to do that. But those are what we do when we do work, and the great part is to be able to give us a chance to do it. I want to thank all of you guys. I am broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., and I need your help and support to kind of hang in there a little bit with me. Like, go ahead and try to make my host off. So listen to the lovely music, and I'll be right back.
Can see the one that you choose, 'cause I do love you.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
This is Jethro. For all of you out there, I tried to contact a couple of times with Scott. I'm using someone else's computer, and we're going to go ahead and go with the show. I'm looking down here, and I know Patty's phone number, and I know Patty's a very strong individual. She was me trying to get through. She will click on the Skype if it's not let contact, and we'll get with us. So let's have some fun, and let's do what we do here on Psychics Gone Wild. Let's have a few reasons. Talk for a few minutes on this wonderful Friday night. Well, I am still making contact. You hear him just work with a little bit. That's the fun part about Psychic Summer is contacting and tuning into this. We are individuals helping a lot of individuals. This is not just an entertainment site anymore. PsychicsGoneWild.com has led to a lot of work. That's a lot of years happening just to get this to be that. So those of you calling in to the 773-896-6461 number, please welcome the fact that we are here to help you, and that's what we're here to do, is help each and every one of you individually. I welcome you guys in the chat room, and let's have a little bit of fun here. So before we start the show out, I would like to bring in, we always discuss about it. This Psychics Gone Wild has always been a program that brings in topics. I really encourage those of you who have the reading to experience the fact that you continually ask the same question and do it over and over repeatedly, to please not call because of two things. One thing that we love about this calling, but more importantly, we're going to the oracle. A real true psychic does not continually want to keep asking the same question because, one, obviously, you think about this, we're taking this to a higher level. The oracle, the energy that works, will also do that energy. So if you want something to really happen and you're asking continually that same question over and over of that psychic, when you have gotten your answer, you're not giving the energy and the sleep time to let that work for you. So loving all of you guys that call in, never being personal, don't take it that way. You don't want to lose the psyche that way. I can honestly tell you that I'm at a rhythm in my life where I have a very large following of individuals, plus I can take on new clients who really need the help. But I'm not able to continually help those the same question over and over, and when the guys told them specifically something, and they keep taking that week after week, it's maddening. You've got to look at it in our perspective. We're here to help you and have fun, and that's what the great part of Psychics Gone Wild is. So those of you calling ready to with your question and answer, I had someone ask me yesterday, just for you, use just by your name, or I would just call in and you would do reading. We still do part of that. We've got to realize you're not going to get to ask that question because or that gives you what we're getting. It's great to do that, and I love that, and it's your way of proving it. But now I ask you something. If I'm able to prove to you that I have to you at completely for 5 years, are you not able to go on PsychicsGoneWild.com and get reading? I have quite a few of you who love to do that, and it's great, and it's okay. But then realize that for those of us that are doing this, we're focusing down to help. So we want to make sure realize with you and us that that's part of why PsychicsGoneWild is taking on some new formats of you and help us give a better show and more productivity for this marketing tactic, because honestly, we do love you guys, but you know, PsychicsGoneWild.com, we're here to do that, and other avenues do allow us to help you. 512, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, and how can I help you?
Hi, this is Nancy, and I have a question about my roommate, which is my ex-husband, and he's being very controlling, and I'd just like to get your input on what you see that I have to be careful with in the future.
I thank you for calling in. Yes, you know, I do feel that. And they're telling me that one of the situations is that this person is undermining you. There's some real dishonesty going on between him and your relationship. We all know that, you know, you never get between a relationship. And that's what I feel this person has done, is they have done in between. They're warning you. You asked me what to look for. And the guys are telling me, no matter what you want to do, is to turn around and ensure that you're working together at such a level of work and energy that we're able to help with you in a way of doing it. Nancy, and I apologize to you. We're having a little bit technical. It's not you. It's the phones. Thank you for doing it. Hang on just one second here. I've got my wild Friday guest and host with wonderful, phenomenal Patty Negri. Patty, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
We can, yes, and I'm so glad.
Oh, you
can. We tried four ways to contact Patty.
I've been on hold here forever. Plus, I was waiting by the Skype, but I can. It's real choppy. I can hardly understand you or hear you. I think people are having that problem too. But yay, you're here.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a sign for this to a psychic on wild. We've unfortunately reached a point where that's what we're talking about with blog talk. We're going to try and get through tonight and then look at some other means. Patty, I'm so glad you're here. I have a lot of everyone's telling me that, and it's like, I don't know, it took 15 minutes to even get to this stage. We're late, and it's just like being here continually. I don't know. I'm just glad you're here. I'm glad we've got it. We've got Nancy on the line. Nancy, talk to Patty a little bit. You've got her in your house that's causing problems there, and she's a little concerned about what's his next move and what he's going to try to do. Nancy?
Yes.
Yes. Patty's on the line with us here. She was listening to the show. If you talk to her just a little so she can pick up your energy, she's not able to read you without a little bit of energy.
Yeah, and I really can't understand you at all, Jethro. I hope other people can, but I'm just getting choppy. I sound kind of like a Martian. But maybe I can hear the caller if they call, but I haven't heard her yet.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
They're doing it to me. Yeah. All right. We're trying here what we've got. Nancy, can you speak up? She hasn't been hearing you. This is obviously a technical difficulty within blog talk again.
Okay, yeah, I can hardly hear you, but I can hear her clearly. Can she hear me okay?
Yeah, Jethro, I think it's you. She's clear now. I can hear her. But maybe your connection somehow is rough. But we're good.
Okay. All right, well, then.
Hi.
I've only done this 4 years, but I'm at my zip. Please bear with me.
Yeah, because I'm looking on the chat line. I don't know if you are, Jethro, but no one can. We can't understand you at all.
All right. Anyway, Patty, would you work? I'll see what I can. If you let me work behind the scenes and you talk with Nancy, so we can do the show.
I will. I will talk to Nancy. Hi, Nancy. Thank you for your patience. First, thank you for calling in. Thank you for your patience. So sorry for this technical difficulty here, but how can we help you?
Well, I'm staying with my ex-husband, and some things are happening that are scaring me, and kind of being controlling and. I'm kind of stuck here, and I'm just wanting to know if there's anything that you see that's going to happen that I need to be aware of.
Well, I'm seeing a whole lot of sadness and a whole lot of fighting of some sort, or whether it's literal fighting or just, you know, a battleground going on. Is that going on now?
No, not really. It's just kind of behind the scenes on his part.
Okay, then it's in the head. Then it's in the head. So he's
yes.
got a lot of stuff going on. Then maybe he's not bringing it out yet, but he's got some battles going on in his head.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And I see some sadness. So is he got something going on that he's very sad about?
Yeah, he's very moody. Very moody.
Yeah. Can't talk to him?
Well, I'm staying here because I don't have any place else to stay. It's either this or a homeless shelter. So I'm kind of at his mercy.
Okay. Well, you've got to keep your power and your strength. I see you
okay.
coming. I'm you're really ready to move on.
And, I am.
You really are. I'm seeing some good things coming out for you out of this. So you have to be really, really careful in there. But there's somebody there who's going to help you. I actually see it's a man. Do you have a brother, a man friend, somebody who can just even temporarily help take you in and...
Not that I know, but I did meet a man named Stephen. Is that a possibility?
That's a possibility because I'm feeling a man there who can, again, something temporary, something who's just a really concerned person, whatever that is, who can help you. So I would look into that. And, again, there is, I don't know where you live, but there is a whole lot of different facilities available for people in this situation that maybe a step up from just from a homeless shelter. Not that that's not a better choice than living with somebody that where there's fear there or that's not a good condition. At least you would be safe at a homeless shelter. But there might be some refuges for women.
Yeah, I've checked into things and it hasn't worked out. So just kind of stuck for the moment. But I'm ready to leave. Just waiting for a miracle, so to speak.
Well, miracles do happen, and I believe it
does.
But you have to keep yourself really protected, both in the physical world and have your boundaries and have your expectations and be strong, and also in the spiritual realm, in the protection realm. You've got to really pull in the light, work with your guides, pull in spirit, pray, whatever mode of that you work. Really keep protected by this because it just really doesn't feel good. I don't think you're going to be physically harmed or anything, but you really, this is going to be a test of your strength. And I actually think something good can come out of it, that you will be able to actually see your strength. You will be able to pull out of this and stronger and better and wiser.
Okay.
But look into, there's a man there to help you somewhere. And it might even be through social services of some sort or city services. Don't exhaust trying until you find the thing that's there, because there's something there that's going to get you out of this. You don't have to stay there. This is not your best choice. Do what you have to do for right now. And, again, keep your guards up, keep your strength up, but see a way out. Because you're a manifestor. You can see things and create things. So see that. See light at the end of the tunnel, and you can walk right into it. Miracles happen. Miracles really do.
They do. We'll work for it then.
Okay. And again, look for help in a man. Not that there aren't some women who can help you too. I would, you know, exhaust everything, but there is answers out there.
Okay.
But the one that Spirit is telling me is there's a male out there who could really offer you some help, whether it's at a place or a temporary place. And just find your strength. Find your strength and keep protected.
Okay. Very good advice.
Energetically as much as anything else.
Okay.
Okay?
Well,
don't lose your power.
I gave it away to him and I've taken it back, but I've just got to do it a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay.
You know you're there. It doesn't mean you have to really hand your power over to him.
Right. Okay.
Truly, you don't. Okay?
Right. All right, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Call back again. Let us know how it is, okay? And, something's coming in. Something's coming in. Just know it and live into it. And follow every path.
Hey, thank you. Can you hear a little better? Still the same. We're going on to 828. This is Psyche Jethro. You're calling Psyche Gone Wild. We're really trying contact. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I really don't have a question. I just wanted to ask you what a general reading.
You want to do what?
Can you just do a general reading, or do you have to have a question?
Well, no. I mean, with the time limit, with a general reading, we may or may not go where you want us to go. If you don't have a question, we can do it that way.
Okay. I really don't.
Okay. Okay, let me see what I... Sorry, I'm doing all the talking because we can't understand him.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. What I see is that you're going to get ready. You've been a little bit of a conflict, not a bad conflict, but like creatively or spiritually or in that artistic side of yourself. You felt a little conflict with something. And, wow, my computer's just doing weird things. Hold on one second. It's talking now from nowhere. I don't know where that came from. Hold on. Let me close my computer. Okay. Sorry. I started talking.
Got company.
Good time for you to look into that. Look into your, what's your, that right side of your brain, that intuitive side, whether it's your creative or your spiritual or your artistic, and you're going to bring a little more clarity, and then you're going to, what's going to come behind it is this really great drive, this new passion, this new drive that's going to bring you out of a little chaos that's been maybe going on with your left brain, your rational brain. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where you're gonna, so that little bit of chaos, it's actually in both sides of your brain, your right intuitive brain and your left rational side of your brain. But just a little bit of thought into that right side of the things, whether it's your spiritual or artistic, and you're gonna get a whole lot of clarity of what you are, which it's gonna be all horses forward and gonna be great, and it's gonna give you clarity in that left brain as well. Something new is coming in on both sides of that that's gonna be really exciting, a new project. A new thought, a new hobby, a new something. It's going to be really good. You feel it inside of you already starting to buzz?
Well, I'm a medium, and I've read for about 5 people. That's about it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I was wondering if, it would get stronger.
Yeah, it will. So there's that conflict. That's a little bit of doubt you have just because you're new at it. It's like practicing the piano. Work with friends. Work with spirit. Do this thing that do a lot of learning in dream school. Dream school is something I tell a lot of people to do. It's, put a glass of water by the side of your bed at night. Ask spirit, your guide, God, your angels, whoever you work with, and just say, okay, I wanna work on these abilities in my sleep time, and then go to sleep. And in the morning, same thing. Set your alarm for a few minutes early, and before you get your left brain, because that's where your little bit of blockage is. Before that left brain starts going, just say, okay, I'm going back to sleep for a couple minutes. Give me some clarity here. And you will get a lot of clarity. Spend a couple minutes in the morning then, because so far it's just time while you're asleep with a glass of water by your side. Throw that water out, spend a couple minutes with spirit, journaling, drawing, and it's going to get clearer and clearer.
Okay, can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
I think Archangel Gabriel, is he my guide?
Yes, you are definitely working in the angelic realm, and it certainly could be him. I'm not that clear of which angel is which, because it's not, though I have a lot of angelic presence, it's not one I specifically work in, but I think if that's the feeling you're getting, it is, because it's certainly angelic.
Yeah, because I know they're archangels. I've seen them. And I've communicated with them.
Yeah. So open it up. Invite them in. Ask for more clarity. Ask for conversation. You'll certainly get it.
Okay. It's all new to me, but I've been, it's been a long time, but it's finally coming.
That's beautiful. The dream school thing, I think it's on my website, on my blog, pattynegri.com. You have to scroll way down on my blog. I would suggest you read it. Talk about Psychic Development 101. It's really kind of amazing. I wrote an article in the January issue of American Psychic, and which is actually international, and I've heard from people all over the world how the clarity it's brought in and the focus and the expansion of their life and the things that they're doing. So, again, for nothing but while you're asleep. Nothing to lose. It's free.
Will I ever get to be a psychic, or just stay a medium?
Okay. Will you get to be, that's so cute, I've never even heard it worded that way. Will you develop your psychic skills and work in those as well? I think you will, but you have to get a little more faith going and a little more focus.
Okay.
A little faith. It's mostly about faith.
Okay.
Because you are psychic.
You think?
Just don't trust it, and you just don't hear good enough. You're starting to hear the mediumship first.
Well, I'm hearing voices. <going
nuts. laughs> Well, there you go. So listen.
I do, but it seems like somebody's talking in the other room.
Well, so long as there's not somebody talking in the other room, again, listen, and then you use your discernment. There could be a lot of people talking in the other room, and you want to make sure it's somebody you want to talk to.
Well, no, it was 6:30 this morning. Nobody was up. But
No, I'm talking otherworldly. But I'm just saying,
okay.
The one thing when you're learning, when you start developing those senses, as you're opening up the veil going through, whether psychic or mediumship, when you start hearing, that's when you start using your discernment, and you want to make sure you want to listen to who's talking.
Okay. All right.
Okay. How fun was it?
Right. Thank you, Jeff Girl.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tina.
Okay. Bye bye. Take care.
Bless you, my dear. Lovings, we're going to Psychics Gone Wild, and we're doing it our way. We're called How Can We Get It? 503, you're next. And we're here, me, Patty, Neri, having a wild Friday, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Jana.
Hi.
Hi. I have I can hardly hear you, Jethro, but I heard 503, so I'm assuming that's me.
Thank you. It's cold yesterday, man. I worked all day up in D.C. Again, you get close to the Capitol, they take over everything. You know? It's like, okay,
okay.
The test will support.
To Patty, I have a couple of just quick questions.
Okay.
Number one, I'm worried about my brother's health, physically and mentally, and he's going to have to put his boxer down tomorrow. And I wanted to know, will my parents be there to greet him? But I'm mostly concerned about my brother's health, if you have any insight on that.
What's your brother's name?
Bob.
Bob?
Yes.
He's got good, what I'm getting is he's got good spirit and good will and good drive, but he is feeling, there's a little bit of weakness there with something, and a little bit of chaos going on. What can help him? I'm not a medical intuitive, but a little bit less chaos in his mind, in his life, can really help his health. Does that make sense? Is he going through some stuff right now in his life? Or?
Yes, we both are, actually. Yes.
Okay. So
yeah.
He needs to recreate, or maybe you both do, kind of recreate and figure out what you need to do in your life, what's under your control. I know not everything's under our control, but what is under your control, you need to smooth it out a little bit as much as you can. And again, and the stuff that's not under your control that you can't do anything about, you've got to make a little less important, even if it seems like it's really important. You've got to not focus your energy there, especially for him, because that's pulling a lot from him, and that's what's affecting his health more than anything else. I think he's going to be okay, and he can be okay, but he needs to take a little more charge of that.
Yeah, he's not doing very well in that department.
Oh, he's not. No, he's not. He's feeding
he's
into that.
He's a little bit obsessive, compulsive, yeah. And he's, yeah. And then, you know, everything's a big deal right now because he's so on overload. And I'm on overload, but I'm meditating and I'm taking care of myself and I'm exercising. And so I'm handling the stress a little better than he is. And he's already had a heart attack and he's a young man.
Find that calmness in himself. He needs to, and he could do it. It's there. He could do it as good as anybody. He needs to get, he needs to get in nature a little bit more, even if it's, you know, a 10-minute walk in a park every day is sitting in the backyard, you know, stroking a tree or something.
Okay.
That'll give him a little bit more connection, get a little more earthy, or grab up a rock and breathe his anxiety into that rock. It doesn't have to be a fancy crystal. Go, you know, take a walk down the street, grab a Home Depot rock or whatever off somebody's gardening and get it out of him. Use that breath, Pneuma, the breath of life. Breathe that in and get rid of the stress and anxiety outside of the body. That's for both of you. You know, literally go in the bathroom, run water on your hands. Go, okay, let this flow. Do
yes.
some deep breathing. Do some vocal sounds.
Okay. I appreciate that. And will his dog, will my parents be there to meet the dog, or do you know?
On the other side?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Will my parents be there? What's the dog's name?
Kelly.
Kelly? Okay, will the dog parents be there to meet Kelly? Yes, and so will all sorts of... Was there a pet that this pet knew before?
Well, the pet didn't know it, but my mom's favorite pet is buried with her.
Okay, that's what I'm getting, that there's another pet there, too. They're going to be there and another pet.
Oh, good. Great.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Yeah.
Okay, that makes me feel
warm.
Better.
And that other pet's going to be there before the parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, welcome committee, WAGS.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so very much. Have a beautiful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Blessings, we are going gone wild, and we're still here when the wild is 7-0. What do you know? 7-0.
I know a lot, Jeff. How are you? Jeff?
I'm in trouble. Help me. I'm up here in the top of this country. I can't even play with my computer and radio.
Hello?
Hello?
This is fair, man.
Do you hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll work at it. I can hear a little bit. It's a little echoey. Are you on a speakerphone or something, too, or are you getting the same phone disease Jethro
yeah,
has?
Yeah, I was on the speakerphone, but I'm off now.
Oh, you're perfect now. Okay, now I can hear you clearly. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I want
to know, what do you see going on around me?
Okay, what is your name?
This is Maddie, by the way.
Hi, Maddie. How you doing? Hey.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good, but Jethro has been put into the silence room, even though he talks a little bit. I see something coming. What I see around you is some money or some prosperity coming around you. Is there something new in the works that you're working on?
Yes, well, I had a little incident happen where someone tapped me in the back, and I've been under the chiropractic care. Maybe that's what you see, yes.
Yeah, maybe, again, I see some abundance and something ready to come in. And also I see a little bit of a really nice turn for you, of you kind of really claiming your power. You're really ready to do it now. I say you've been dancing around doing it, and you're really ready to do it, and you're feeling that strength from within, and you really are moving energy to be who you want to be, to do what you want to do. You feeling that?
Yes, I am. You're
yeah,
so right.
You are. It's good. I'm pulling some really high cards there, and I'm just feeling it from spirit. So go with it. Jump, skip, fly free.
I will.
Yeah,
you
but again,
see,
I...
Do you see a young man around me that have an interest?
I see a man. I see one man, yes.
Yes, okay.
I see a man. He's... I think he's, I don't know that he's rich or anything like that, but I think he's stable and he has money or a job or whatever. He's right there. And he likes how creative you are. So show him how creative you are.
Oh, okay.
You
he
know.
He gives me a lot of attention, I noticed.
I didn't hear that. What?
Actually, he's my chiropractor.
Oh, ha-ha, there you go. He does have a job. That's a good job.
Yeah, he does have a job. And 2 years ago, he bought the practice, so I guess he has a lot, I don't know, on his plate that now. So. But I
wow.
Know
oh, that's good. Well, then have fun at your chiropractor appointment. Crack my back.
So I was not wrong about him having interest.
Okay, so let me see. What's his first name?
His first name is Aaron.
Okay, Alan. So does Alan have interest there? Is that who I'm seeing? Yeah, it is. So again, flirt and have fun. There's certainly
say,
possibility
yeah,
there.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, yes, it certainly could be him. I'm seeing that my Roger's saying it certainly could be him. So flirt and have fun.
I will. I will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you kindly. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
All right. Hello. Have a great night.
Hello. 62. Oh, my goodness. Now the phone's on there. We got 82. Can you hear us?
Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
I don't think they can hear me, Jethro. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, we tried 832. We're going off 6. I'm sorry about that. It happens. This is the wildest night of grab your phone and let's get it in. 832, we'll come back to you. 631.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Sue, and I just wanted to ask about jobs. I'm going nuts.
A job? Okay. Hi, Sarah. I'm Patty.
Hi.
I'm glad I can hear you. This is a rough one, you guys. Thank you, everybody who's hanging in there and listening in. I'm sure the sound is just not really good all the way around, so keep your psychic ears open, and maybe we'll hear something. from other realms versus vocal. So, Sarah, so job, right?
Yes, it's Sue.
Oh, Sue. Sorry. See, it's hard. You don't have. You're looking right now.
Yes, I'm working part time. I just went for an interview. I don't think teacher aid, teacher assistant, is going to come up too soon, or even in September. I just wanted. I don't know. I'm going for something totally different tomorrow. I don't know. What do you? I just need something.
It feels good. I see something in creation, and I'm seeing a whole bunch of money cards coming in. I'm seeing a. Again, you're getting passionate. You're getting. Maybe it's about because it is a switch of something else. I'm feeling a passion in you growing about something, or ready for a switch. We're just ready to move on, and I'm seeing money coming in from it, and I'm seeing something a little more creative and a little more fun, if that makes sense.
Well, this really isn't creative and fun. It would be working with development to disabled adults. I don't know what to do anymore.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I'm not really what kind of. I'm not really what, sure what kind of job to go into.
Oh, I think I heard that. Well, what I'm seeing is something a little bit more creative for you. And a creative doesn't mean it has to be a job that you're sitting there painting or anything like that, but it's what's creative to your spirit. And I'm seeing something like that actually coming in. That's gonna, but there's a little something that you need to let go of in this thought process, maybe even in this job-looking thought process, some little bit of self-limitation with something. So
yeah.
Take a look at that in yourself. See if you're getting in your own way, even with your self-limitation or thought process of what you can do or should do. Because there's something there, and actually having fun looking for it is kind of in your future. And there is something there. The first cards I was pulling was money coming in.
Do you know when?
Let me see. Oh, I think. Okay, so is it something within... by summer coming in? Yeah, I get something coming to you by summer, maybe in the next couple of months. Yeah, I'm getting in the next couple of months by summer, if not before. And again, if you get this energy that I'm feeling, this enthusiasm, this fresh idea of something, it could even be sooner because you have a lot to say of when and how. It's just by how you're reacting to things and the attitude you're taking into these places. So go in, again, a little fresher attitude, a little bit more faith in yourself, a little bit more faith in the universe is going to give you a whole lot faster, better results.
All right, how about love life? Do you see anything with that?
Love life, let me see. Are you still holding on to an old relationship of some sort?
Not anymore, because I don't think the person wants a relationship, so I just said forget it.
Okay, so really bring that into the inside as well as the outside, because I see something still a little bit of the hurt or the warring, but you really, really are ready to move on. But again, it's the little bit of work is on you next, and then he's there, and he has your heart. But you have to really open up and heal your heart a little bit more, and he is right there.
Do you know when on that one?
On that one... August comes to me, but let me ask my little rods. Okay, is this new life coming in or by or before August? Before that even? Maybe even way sooner than that. That's the first thing that came to me. But he's out there. But again, you're not, you've got to do a little soul searching to really be ready for him, or you could miss him. You're not going to miss him, but a little bit more release on that other one.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you. Good luck. It's all really good. But you just have a little self-action to do with it. And have fun with it, because you're going to get real inspired by this whole thing.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Did we lose the chat room?
No, that's what it looks like. 832, we still have chat.
Oh, I don't. Oh.
Their blog talks are so grounded when I get off this phone. Hello, 82.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, can you hear us? Just go ahead. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can. We can hear you.
Yes. Are you guys, can you hear me?
A little bit.
Yes.
Okay, I have a question, and I'd like for you guys to do a reading on me. Okay, I'm looking for, I'm not going to say love, but I kind of want to walk on the wild side a little bit. I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys. I want to have the worldly possessions like women, sex, money, material things, and the knowledge and the ability to be able to accomplish those things. But everybody I meet keep talking to me about God, and they keep telling me these stories, these lame stories about certain people, like shoeshine guys who it took them 40, like I was told a story about a shoeshine guy. It took him 40 years to pay like $1 million into a children's hospital, and how he was the highest paid donor to that hospital. Do any of you guys see me going where I want to go in the future? Because I really don't. I want to be able to focus on faith, but I want to be able to call out to somebody that's going to answer me, that's going to hear me, and is going to listen to me. I don't want to call out to a faith that's going to ignore me when I'm not really focused on eternity. I'm focused more on eventually. I'm not focused on where I'm going to end up when I die. I'm just more focused on the worldly possessions and all the temptations in front of me. What do you guys see me going in that direction and in that medium? Hello?
Hello. I'm still trying to decipher. Jethro, did you get that? I don't know if they can.
I did get part of that, and I'm understanding what you're looking for, and you were telling me about possessions, and I do feel the guides are telling me you didn't get a name, so I'm going off in the energy of this. I hope you can hear me through this. The guides are telling me you are at a point of this, that you want sex and all these intense buying energies and people told about the faith. I do feel they're telling you to reach into the supernatural of your own self. They're saying that also other energy that you're working with. So as you, we can do for, I feel that the best thing is see the future. They don't need you working on some things and having the life become more of a purpose. More of a shoeshine person, that's what I took that as. And I thank you. I'm so sorry. Whatever the phones are doing, they're keeping it crazy. They just kicked both of ours out. We've got a 239. Can you hear us, 239? Hello.
Hello.
Going along with it is going to 765. You there?
Yes.
Welcome. This is Jethro and Patty. Would you guys ask a question and your name?
Hi, Patty. This is Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. What's your question? I'm going to try to take this one because I don't think anybody understood Jethro, and I couldn't even hear the last caller, but I can hear you.
Awesome.
Yay.
I got some discouraging news today, and I'm just trying to go over in my mind how this is going to play out and when things are going to be settled, and just looking for some, I guess, some hope for the future with this, something that's been going on for almost 2 years now, and just wanting some closure.
Okay, well, I don't know what it is, but I'm pulling some very nice cards. I'm pulling happiness coming from the end. I'm actually pulling what I call a happily ever after card, and then a happiness on a spiritual level card, and it's all about faith. It's all about trust. So what I'm getting is that this is some sort of whether a test of the universe of you, a test of your trust and your faith. Because I get that it is going to – there is. So are you feeling deceived by something or deception or something definitely done you wrong or not how it was supposed to be by this?
Yes, I'm yeah. going through a very nasty divorce. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm feeling here. And the struggle that it's created, but you can't take this in about you or make it about you. That's where you have to stay above this. You're in the right. You've got some good things are coming. That's all I can say. Okay. Really good things are coming. I'm seeing the struggle, and I'm feeling the struggle that you're going through. But there is such a beautiful light at the end of the trouble. You are kind of bullseye on something. So I don't know what your discouraging news is. I see that that's a very left brain thing. But your right brain thing, your intuition, that spirit, that spiritual, you're going to turn out really good. You've just got to get past this whole thing that happened. But it really isn't about you, and you know that, right?
Yes, I do, but it just gets discouraging because, like I said, it's been almost 2 years now, and we were supposed to have our final hearing the end of this month, and it's been continued once again. So I'm like, is this ever going to...
It is going to end. Again, that's why, I guess that's why I heard the test of faith, the test of time. And I guess sadly the universe, or not sadly, but the universe doesn't have the same understanding of time as we do. They don't have time at all. But this time you're supposed to use versus letting it get you, really this is your time to strengthen yourself, strengthen your resolve, strengthen your belief system, expand out a little bit, create that reality, see how you want your life to be and start living into it. And I promise you will. You really, I'm seeing it hugely. You can create that happily ever after. You can create a life way happier than that thing, whatever that you were thinking your wife was going to be, but it just had to go through this turmoil for you to get stronger. You're really, really at an end and start over. You're at a huge, huge crossroads. I know it seems like you're standing there a little longer than you have to, but this is about what you're doing while you're in this, what seems like a waiting zone. It's really all about growth for you. So claim that power. Claim that time. Use it for your advantage.
Okay, do you see when this might possibly have closure and be finished? And
okay, well, September is the first thing I've heard, but I'm sure you're wanting to have it much before that, right?
Yeah. Well, our date is mid-August, so that would make sense.
Okay.
If we get to go through with that date, we've had several dates and...
Okay, so why is it getting pushed off? Is it the other side pushing it back, or?
It is. They just continually file motions, and they wait till the last minute, and then therefore it, gets delayed again. So,
right.
It's just not cooperative, and don't seem to be willing to want to work things out, and.
Okay, keep strong in your faith, keep strong in your virtue, keep strong in your integrity, and right will win out. Again, the first cards I was pulling were also good, and then this big old, whatever the deception thing before you said, and so that's what this is about. There's karma, there's lessons, and there's strength for you.
Okay.
Create that world you want. You're going to live into it. So even though it might take a few months, and it might be a little painful. Use this time for yourself and your growth.
Okay.
You're going to be okay. Know that. Have faith. The universe is saying, trust me.
Trust me. Yes. Yes. I will. I continually work on that. So,
yeah.
May I ask one other question?
Sure. Good by me. I can hear you, so yes.
my son is going through some difficult times right now, and I'm just, as a parent, worried about him and how things are going to play out with his job and his life with the things he's struggling with right now.
And this, what's his name?
His name is Adam.
Adam. Okay. Job-wise, I see that's going to, whether it's this or whatever, I see that being fine, money buying thing. I do see a little chaos. I see him going through a little turmoil, a little chaos, a little bit of an earthquake or something. But he's got a good, he's got a nice flow about him, doesn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he's going to say to him. It's like that watery flow. It's like moon energy almost. It's like stay above it all. He has that ability, even when he's in the middle of it. One of his gifts is to be able to stay above it. He's got a really nice intuitive side, spiritual side, whatever you want to call it, that's going to take him through any rough parts.
Great, great. And he's with a young girl right now. They've been together, probably a year and a half. And I just don't know that he's the one because they just don't seem to be happy. But yet he thinks she's the one, and I worry about that because they tend to fuss a lot and argue with each other. And
okay.
Of course, that concerns me.
I think he will
He's going to be happy whatever it is. I see a big shift. I see a big shift coming. But, you know, his sense of, his idea of happiness may or may not be yours. That might even be part of your lesson to see what's what. If he, if she's not the one, I think he's going to figure it out.
Okay.
I think he's going to figure it out, and he's going to find that happiness. And there's a good chance that it's really not going to be her, but he doesn't need to hear it from you.
Right. That doesn't go over real well.
Yeah, no, because he needs to figure it out for himself, and that's the part that he's going to actually learn to be able to do, or he can do, and live into it. And him hearing it from you will just kind of backfire in a way and cause resentment and not cause him to grow. This is a lesson for you.
Okay. Awesome.
But it's good.
Thank
so, yes.
Yeah.
Good things coming. Patience.
Oh, good.
Faith.
Good.
Good thing.
More patience and faith. I've got to learn that. Maybe I'm the one that's holding this up because I think I'm getting that and I'm not. So.
Don't even put blames. It's all part of the journey. It's all part of the lesson that you're doing this or you're doing that. It is what it is right now. So take what you have and make it good and make it positive and make it productive, whatever that is. And you're going to turn out smelling like a rose.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
And 239, would you like to say hi real quick because we're almost out of time, 239?
Wow.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
My name's John.
Hi, John. I'm Patty. That's Jethro, the one not speaking.
Pardon me? Jethro, the one not speaking.
Do you have a quick question for us?
Yeah, sure. What's going to happen? I don't know. Give me, surprise me.
The sun will set, the sun will come up, life goes on. What's going to happen for you, I guess, take it. You're looking, you have nothing specific. You're a smart guy. You're a left brain guy. So you're a thinker, right?
Yeah.
But I think you need to bring a little bit. What's going to happen is you need to lighten it up a little bit, bring a little bit more fun in, bring a little more joy in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and also pay attention to numbers. Numbers, numbers, numbers. Lots going on with numbers right now. So whether it's real numbers, like, ooh, you're signing some paperwork or a contract or a guest check that you're looking at, or just the importance of numbers, like, ooh, every time you look at the clock, it's 111 or 333. There's a message for you in numbers. If you're feeling any pinch money-wise, you're going to get through it, whatever that is. A little bit of deception about something, but I see really nice things coming on. It's gonna be good.
So everything's gonna, you know, new life type stuff, I guess, or.
Yeah. Just again, lighten up a little bit. Have a little bit more fun. You know, work both sides of your brain a little bit. Play a little bit more.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sun will rise. The sun will set. All will be good.
All right, sounds awesome. Thank you very much.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Hey, L.A. folks, I know Jethro's probably going to try. L.A. folks, anybody here, we're doing a fabulous gallery Sunday at 5:30 in Los Angeles. Go to my Facebook page, Patty Negri Facebook page, and find out about it. I would love for you to come. If you mention that you listen to me on Psychics Gone Wild on our crazy show with Jethro that you can't hear us, I'll give you something special. But Ambar this Sunday, it's called the Seventh Sense Psychic Gallery. We have an event page too. Seventh Sense Psychic Gallery. We're all Federation members, as is Jethro, and he would be in it if he was in L.A., and we're all ES psychics, and would love to have you guys, any SoCal or California people. Jethro, is there anything you want me to tell people for you? Listen to Jethro. He's great, even if you can't hear or understand him.
Just have a great time. We'll be back from Washington, D.C. Tampa. We're going to rock.
Whatever he said. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for putting up with us with the